All right. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Stephology 101. It is now currently 4:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm over here on the East Coast in Delaware, as you already know. So, like I say, so it's been like a little bit of a hiatus, you know, but I'm back again, you know. Boyz II Men is back again. Okay, period. You know, that's 90s. Okay, like, if you know Boyz II Men, that's one of their hits. So, shout out to Boyz II Men. But, yes, I keep saying yes. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm fucked up a little bit. You know, I had a little bit of sip of wine. Wine of the day is Woodbridge. Woodbridge Moscato. Yes, that is what we are sipping on today. I do have, again, a very special guest. Dior the Makeup Boy.
Hey.
Is it Hazy?
Hey.
Yes, yeah, we are tearing up some wings, some, what is it called? What was the other called? Honey Grow, period. Holla. But anyway, I don't know what that meant. But I'm just excited to be back here with you guys. There's so much to catch up on. When we got to talk about entertainment news, we got to talk about, you know, this week, you know, Britney Spears' conservator case, Coi Leray, shout out to her. You know, she graduated high school. Trick Daddy and his whole opinion about Beyonce's singing talent. It's all, you know, and then not to mention reality show recap. A lot of new music came out, you know, and since the time period that I've been able to be with you guys. But just stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break right after these messages, you know. I'm a cornball. But, you know, but we're going to take a quick little break because I need something to drink, you know, wet my whistle, you know. And I'll be right back with you. Thank you again so much for the support. Oh, before I go, oh my gosh. Thank you for everybody who loved and supported my single Body by my alter ego, King Steph. You might be hearing it in the backtrack, you know, as I edit this here. But yes, thank you so much for the support of the lyric video as well. There's more to come later on this summer. We'll go over that in detail a little bit later in the show. And but again, be right back after these messages. Stay tuned to Stephology 101. All right now, all right. Thank you. Welcome back to And Clink on That, Baby. Yes, yes.
And I'll drink to that.
And we'll drink to that, yes. I'll have another sip, yes, on that point, sure. And another period. But no. But thank you for coming back and staying tuned with me on Stephology 101. Again, this is a very special episode because I'm back from a little brief hiatus. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, just like, you know, life happens. It's that the next thing and all this kind of stuff. But I was preparing and planning. And I know you guys could tell you that. Definitely got some new products. I'm working on some body butters. So that's a new exclusive. Yes. And be on the lookout because, yes, definitely Dior. He's here. He's sipping the wine. Yes, classy. Pinky up. Yes.
You already know.
Yes. What floor? What floor are we staying on?
The top
floor, honey. You don't need to know the number. You mind your business, bitch. But anyway.
Like,
okay,
you know,
period. You know you want to know too much.
Right.
Okay, baby. But anyway.
Baby.
But we have, like I say, it's a little bit of hiatus and everything like that. But, you know, I'm back. You know, back on my shit. You know, back with you. I love you guys. You know, everybody tells me that they love the show. I got my love from Germany. Shout out to Germany and also to Brazil. You know, Dr. Shane. I think that's how they say it in German. Thank you. I'm saying thank you for the support. And everybody else who supports, I see you. Definitely, definitely. You guys are awesome. But, you know, so like I say, there's a lot of different things that has happened. Most recently, I don't know if anybody knows, just this end, like Britney Spears finally speaks up about her conservatorship. How about the fuck that?
She, let's talk about it.
Yeah, she was in court going ham, honey. She was letting them know what was what. She said, fuck, I was working for 7 days a week like a motherfucking workhorse. And I'm tired of this shit. She said, I'm tired. And she said, judging for you, I wouldn't come back and show my ass Because last time you made me feel less than, basically, in a nutshell. I'm surmising at this point, but she said more than that. But yes.
I believe her, but I'm just like, why did it take so long for her to come out and, like, you know, for her to speak her truth? Even though I know it wasn't easy. Because it's like, you know, she's always pointed as, like, you know, the bad guy or, like, the crazy person.
Right, right.
So it was like, you know, it was like probably a balance, an unbalanced scale of, like, okay, do they believe me? Do I just go into my truth? Mm-hmm. Or do I just go in and try to go out and then look like a fool?
Mm-hmm. Well, what they did, we'll come in a little closer just to make sure that the people can hear. I don't know, because I'm not going to record it. I do one take, babies. We do one take in this. But no, I just want to make sure I can get his point of view. You know, because it was a little bit far. But okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My bad.
No, you're good. It's not you. It's my technology.
I was just
insider.
I was just basically saying, like, I just want to, like, I forgot.
No, okay, I got what your point was. What you were saying was is that, you know, why was it that she took so long to speak up? That's what you were saying. What was the reason for why she now speaking up, why she didn't do it before?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I know she probably balanced off of, like, you know, okay, do I speak up and do I just tell my truth? Is everybody going to believe me?
Right.
Or do I just, like, you know, not say nothing and just, like, you know, just...
Right.
Be looked at as a crazy person.
Right, 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 right. Well, you know, funny.
Like,
go ahead.
Now she don't give a fuck.
Okay. Well, funny enough, they did touch on that. I did when I was reading because it was reported through CNN. So this is where I'm citing my source. So this is coming from CNN. Okay, I ain't stupid. And this is
okay.
Not alleged, but I saw what it is. But if we need to say alleged, we can say alleged. I don't know about the laws, but you ain't gonna come get me.
Allegedly.
You're not gonna come get me. Whoever. I'm telling you, because I'm that motherfucker. But let me tell you, what was basically said was that she felt like a sense of embarrassment. Point blank period. She was embarrassed. Like, how was I Britney Spears and now I'm this point where people think that I'm crazy. People think. But the funny thing is, so apparently what she also says is that she was given lithium. She was given lithium. She was forced to take the lithium.
I did. Okay. I don't know.
Right?
It's a touchy subject.
It's a touchy subject, but this is coming from Miss Spears
herself.
The horse's
mouth.
The horse's mouth. She said that she was drugged and that she was forced to take the lithium. And now this is what she says. I don't know this to be medically true. And if anybody knows medicine, if anybody, the doctor would have you, a nurse, however, you maybe could chime in. But she said that if you take lithium for more than 5 months, then it can cause, like, mental shit to you. Like, it can fuck you up if you're taking it longer than needed. Well, she said 5 months. So now I don't know, this is obviously alleged, I don't know because I'm not a medical professional, but the fact that she was forced to take this lithium, and then she was also saying that what was poignant to me, okay, I'm gonna use that word, poignant.
I was like, what?
What was poignant to me was the fact that she was like, well, I had to work 7 days a week on this lithium, and then I said I didn't want to do a dance step, and y'all holding it against me. Y'all saying you gonna force me into the mental hospital, everything because I said no. On my shit. Now, mind you, she said that she choreographed the whole thing, everything. And so, if she's incompetent, how is she able to do all of this extra shit? Like, she's choreographing 16 motherfuckers.
Off that lithium.
Honey, that's why everybody looked a little stiff. I'm sorry. I love Britney Spears. I'm not being shady, but Britney Spears is my baby. But, you know, some of her moves were a little stiff. So if she was doing her own choreography, maybe she needed to, you know, hire somebody a little bit.
Maybe she did. Maybe she was just high. And just,
but
I mean,
she
at the same time,
she couldn't be bothered.
But at the same time, it's like, come on now. Britney was Beyonce of her fucking time. Britney was fucking, like, you know what I mean?
She was a queen bee, original.
Like, you know,
before Litwell.
She was one of those top girls.
She was one of those girls.
She is, like, you know, it was just her and Paris. There was no other, like, you know,
right.
Girls that was really living that life.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like she is giving her flowers that she deserved.
No, she always got hated on. She was the underdog. And I think that's probably when I was a little boy, I used to be like, yeah, Britney, I was. I ain't ashamed. Yes. Hit me, baby.
It's Britney, bitch.
It's Britney, bitch. All that. Period. But, yeah, so that was so shot. I mean, there's a lot more to it coming to the story, apparently. The mother spoke out. The father spoke out. They want to try to make amends in some kind of way, trying to clean up maybe some of their acts. I don't know, but you know, that's to remain to be seen. So stay tuned. We'll get more into that as the stories roll out with the news coverage and the media and such a, so forth and so forth. So again, Coi Leray,
my girl.
Okay, Presta. What's the song called? No Parties. That's my song. That's the shit.
Should we play it?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, we can play it. Yeah, but wait, if I play it now, okay, so these are the rules. I'm just going to be full transparency with my audience. So now if I play the song, you can only view it on Spotify. So now I'm just going to point that out. Now,
okay.
Now, I don't know if this is recording that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know because technology. I don't know if it's catching that. But yeah, definitely play it. I want to hear No Parties. So I don't give a fuck. This can go on Spotify. Fuck it. This is going to, you can get this exclusively on Spotify. This episode is exclusive to Spotify. We're just going to put it there because I want to hear some music. You know what I'm saying? We sipping on this wine. I'm rambling a mile a minute. You know what I'm saying? We just smoked a blunt outside, not going to lie, telling on ourselves, fuck it.
Allegedly.
Well, you know, all everything, fuck it. I did it. Clean. 6 feet deep. I don't know what that meant. But anyway, so yeah, congratulations to Coi Leray.
Okay.
Dior's pulling up her song. Well, the song. No Parties. I love Coi Leray. You know, she's a little light skinned. You gotta love your light skin.
I like her.
You know, she got a little booty bounce. You know, she be on the kitchen counter, you know, saying, ah, yeah, baby with her two-piece and that ponytail. Honey, she knew what she was doing. Honey, they talk about her boyfriend. They say that he looks kind of feminine. Now, I don't...
But she looks kind of masculine.
And she
so
does
it's
look
like you know,
it balances itself out. And that's no shade. That's no shade because Coi Leray is a pretty girl.
She's a beautiful girl, but she's more hard up.
Right, and I like those type of chicks because it's like... They come off more real to me, but she still—I don't know. But I love all girls. I love
you
all.
Like he put together. Like I feel like, she,
right?
He was raised by his mother, and then she was raised by, like, you know. Even though I know it's not true, but her father.
Yeah.
They give off the vibe.
Yeah. Benzino, thick neck.
I was gonna say no neck. He just all shoulders.
All head shoulders, knees, and toes. Oh, you know what? Hold on 1 second. So, you know what? Actually, pause. What we're gonna do, but wait, let's finish this up real quick. Shout out to Coi Leray because she got her high school diploma at 24, and apparently the Shade Room, they were trying to, in the comments, trying to come for her, but you know, if y'all did, y'all whack as fuck, because no matter how long it took for her to get it, she got it. Do you got yours?
I'm 22, and I don't even have mine.
I mean...
Like, you know, like real life happens. Real life happens, but the thing is, I'm a business owner. I'm a CEO of two different businesses.
Honey, period.
You know what I mean? So...
Period. So, it's
did
all...
Did you say the same?
Exactly. Do we have the same... We're not even going to go into that.
Yeah,
we're going on a whole
now.
Long tangent. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Don't get us started. Okay. We're going to start right on.
There's videos of me.
You know who I am.
But I'm being stupid. But yeah, shout out to Coi Leray. She did the damn thing.
Yes,
you know,
I'm proud of you.
I know she's turning up. Yes, you are a pretty girl, and he is too. I'm a fucking asshole, y'all. But I love
oh my
you.
Gosh.
But Coi, I love you. Don't beat me up. Coi, don't beat me
Come
up.
Come on, it's Pride Month. We gotta support their lesbian relationship. I'm sorry, Coi. I love you so much.
We love you. I love you. I love you. I had to take a jab. Honey, I don't know. I'm new to this shit, so don't hurt me.
Oh,
but anyway,
my gosh.
You know, on that note, we're gonna take a quick little break, intermission, honey, because I see you blunts being rolled, and I'm with it. So we're going to take maybe a little quick smoke break. We'll be right back here with you on Stephology 101. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Don't go nowhere.
Do not go nowhere. We got more to talk about. Trust. All right. All right. And we're back. Thank you for joining us back here with Stephology 101. You know how to take a little quick puff, you know, Chief Keef. Yes. So, yeah, back on the celebrity news. So, other things that have happened in the celebrity world, on the Shade Room, they had posted Trick Daddy talking
Shade.
About... Okay. Shout out to the Shade Room. Okay, repost me. I need some promo. But anyway, but yeah, so what has happened is Trick Daddy was on there for whatever reason. He was talking about Beyonce, and I don't understand why he would be talking about Beyonce in the middle of his day. Like, what was the purpose? He was on a live or something like that, and he said Beyonce can't sing. And then, of course, you know, Beyonce's her beehive, honey. Okay. They don't play games. Don't talk about Beyonce, honey, because they got something for your ass. And this woman do not even know your name. And that's the thing. That's what be tripping me up. Because so what has happened in response, get this, because he said that Beyonce can't say, they said they lit his restaurant up. Bad reviews left and right saying nasty, roaches.
What did he expect?
And it was just like, and then so guess what? So catch this. So then the next thing is he goes ahead and he posts another live, but now he's trying to, you know, play, you know, what you call a 50. Now he's trying, you know, he's trying to backtrack a little bit. You know, he's trying to skate backwards a little bit. He's talking about, she's not.
You said what you said.
Right, you said what you said. Stand on your principle. So you kind of bitched out a little bit, Trick Daddy. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you kind of a little, you know, you took a step back. Because you saw all of them bees on them. And then you know what he's going to have this nerve to say to add insult to injury. What he said was, I'm from the hood. I'm more afraid of roaches than bees. That's what he had a nerve to provoke that hive, honey. He is getting stung up, honey. He's going to blow up like a blimp. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Child. I'm scared of... Child.
But, you know, but in Trick Daddy's defense, now this is what I'm going to say. He has an opinion. Now, for whatever reason, nobody asked him. I don't think that anybody... I don't know what led up for him to even say that, but...
The next season of Love and Hip Hop.
Okay, period. You know, yeah, he took... They sacrificed him.
Stop.
You know how them Illuminati things... don't send nobody for me, baby. I don't want it. Yeah, but anyway, moving on. So what has happened is that... Like, yeah, I don't think, like, it's right for them to make false reviews. I'm thinking that these are false reviews. They're obviously provoked.
I don't think it's right either, honestly, because it's like, damn, that's still the man lobby.
Okay, because he had a comment. Now, when he tried to backtrack, though, it was funny. This was a skit, because he going to say, well, she's not Aretha Franklin or Patti LaBelle. She's not...
She's Beyonce.
Right, and I'm like, but Beyonce can sing. For those out there, okay, period. Beyonce is a singer, honey. She is a technically trained singer. But you can tell that Beyonce has taken lessons. But even without lessons, because some people have lessons and they still don't sound right. So, but Beyonce, you could tell that she was trained or that she was instructed, that she paid some money for somebody to keep up with the vocal health. Because if you're supposedly singing live, which I do believe Beyonce does, then you do need to be able to know the correct way to condition your voice, and that strain on your voice night after night, you have to be a technically trained person to be able to have the stamina to keep up with it. So that's what I'm saying. So Beyonce, if you're listening to me, shout out to you, baby. I know you ain't made not near comments, no Trick Daddy. I know you did, girl. And you may not even be listening to this podcast, honey, but I'm on your side.
But it does take a
Nationwide is on your side.
It did take a talent, like, you know, perform and sing and then, like, you know, choreography. And
right.
We on beat. That bitch is always on beat.
Right. Any song, she had them steps down. Any song you sing, she got the same steps ready for you, honey. She got them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Dior is still in the building. Yes, he is in the building. Shout out to Dior because he has his bracelet business here. What is the official name of your company that you have with the bracelets?
Well, the whole brand name is just the Dior District.
Dior District.
You know.
Period.
So it's just like, you know, just come on by.
He has gold, silver, charm bracelets.
Nickel and iron free.
Nickel and iron free. All handmade by me. He's
lashes.
A poet. He has lashes as well. So if you book your appointments, He does require a deposit. So if you need an appointment, hit him up on Instagram, Boy Next Dior. Is there another page that you might want to shout out?
Dior the Makeup Boy.
Dior the Makeup Boy. He does makeup. He does lashes. Shout out to Dior. He really does very good work. And ladies, check out the pages. Fellas, too, if you need, you know, because there is such thing as men's grooming. I don't know about the lashes, but there is such a thing as that. He can do eyebrows, things like that. He has multi-talented. Yes, of course. Now, so yeah, Dior actually was telling me about the upcoming, is it official or is it just something that's in the work with like the Verzuz? So if you're not accustomed to Verzuz, if you know Verzuz, Verzuz was born out of the pandemic, I feel. You know, Swizz Beatz and with another producer. I can't remember the name. I do apologize. But however, they came together and they created Verzuz, which is on Instagram. It's celebrities battling each other with their music catalog. So apparently Trina and Eve have a Verzuz coming up. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how do you feel about that? Like, well, who side you on? Who you got?
All day.
Oh, like, so you with the baddest bitch. Okay, you okay with the three? Okay, you know, okay.
I like all
so
day.
You think that Trina can take Eve's catalog?
Who's
with
Eve?
Ooh, you don't know that girl.
I don't know her.
You don't know her. Mariah. That is too funny. But, you know, I think that, for my opinion, you know, she's a Philly girl. You know, Eve is a Philly girl, and she raps down. I think she definitely got it. I definitely think she got that one.
Ooh, when the Verzuz battle, it'll be fun to call, Bellani.
Okay.
And, one of my girlfriends from, Yoshi.
Okay. Get your opinions. Record it live. Everything.
I'm a Florida girl and I'm a Philly girl.
Okay, so I'm going to get my setup a lot better. At the beginning of this journey of Stephology 101, you'll see, if you remember, if you paid attention, you would know. Well, I started off and I was going to do like the video and everything, and I had all of that, but there's, you know, things happen, I need to figure this shit out. But however, I'm going to have a live actual video version of the podcast recording. So you'll be able to get behind the scenes content, because as you record a podcast, this is not like a live radio show. So you do record it in segments and so forth, put it together, produce it and everything together. But I'm going to actually do a live video or a video version of this. So like I said, you can get behind the scenes, because right now Dior is beating his face to the high heavens. Yes. Look at him. So you're missing all this content. This is like, we're lit up in the studio right now. I want you to know. But anyway, so we're going to take another quick break. We're just going to take another quick break only because I got to take a leak. Okay, period. And we'll be right back with you with Stephology 101. Again, thank you for tuning in and thank you for your support. And I'm back. We are back with Stephology 101. Thank you for joining us after this brief intermission that we have taken back. Just passing a palette. Pass the palette. So, yeah, so again, I'm just being silly. I'm fucked up for real. Not really, but yes. But no, so I want to say thank you to everybody, again, to everybody who supported and gave me shout out, everything for Body, the song, the single by King Steph, my alter ego. Thank you so much. Now, the thing of it is that was just a single. I had a song that I was done. I wrote it, you know, a short time, did it, put it out. So there is actually more content coming in the vein of music. It's going to be more of an R&B type of feel, everything like that. I still want to do and have fun things with Body, because Body, it's just upbeat, it's up-tempo, I like that kind of stuff, things to make you groove and everything like that. Shout out to Doja Cat also, because she has her new album that came out, Planet Her, It just came out, what, yesterday? Today.
Yeah.
Yes, actually. There's actually, I don't know if you can hear or not, but in the background, you know, you get a little piece of it. We were playing a little bit of the album earlier. I like it. It's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. I mean, it's definitely, I feel like it has, like, Afro beats, Caribbean, as you see with the song Woman. I also love the song that she did with The Weeknd on the album called You Right. That's also a good song as well. So go ahead and check out that album and check out those songs. Maybe you like it. Maybe you like the same taste. I don't know if it's necessarily a song that I'm going to play every song back to back. You know, some albums you get, like, some people, they don't listen to albums anymore, like, around, you know, in this generation.
It's just singles and whatever on the radio.
Right, just whatever's on the radio, a quick single, make it hot, let me get a quick dip bag from it. But nobody really puts out, like, a cohesive piece of music. And I think Beyonce
like
actually...
Like a body of
words. Yeah, a whole body that you just want to sit and you can just vibe through.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think?
I agree. I don't feel like no one really... Like, the last piece of body of work we got was, I feel like, like you said, Beyonce with the whole, like, all night...
Right, Lemonade.
Lemonade
out.
I feel like that's the last body of work. I mean, you can do Nicki Minaj, the World Tour.
Queen. What about her album Queen?
But she didn't tour on it.
She didn't tour, but would you classify that as a body of work, like cohesive?
No,
you can do everything.
Only because Beyonce, well, Lemonade, that bitch went on a world tour.
Okay, she did.
That bitch was on the Super Bowl. That bitch was performed. That bitch was the whole choreography.
Period.
Like, she had a whole challenge going on. Like, she had a whole.
Did,
like,
she have a challenge? I don't remember that. Did she really?
She started that shit. Like, you know,
oh, really?
Like, you
with
know.
Single ladies and all that kind
no,
of shit.
No, I'm talking about, what's that song? What's that? I'm getting to the money.
Oh.
Everybody mad. Yeah.
Hey.
Like,
yeah, with QT Genesis.
Yeah,
that was,
like,
the song, and she kind of remixed it, made it hot, sorry. But
yeah,
she did.
Yeah, like, that was a whole complete entire body of work. Mm. That's the last body of work I feel like we got.
Yeah, and I remember back when, you know, like, when I was in high school and everything, like, I would remember, like, okay, like, Josh Stone. So, shout out to Josh Stone. You don't hear about her, but she's, like, a white girl from England. I don't want to say it like that, but she's more than just that. But, yeah, she's a Caucasian lady from England. And I remember, you know, she had this album. I could listen to every fucking song on that album, and I could still do it today. Also, Alicia Keys, like, her first album, Keys in A Minor, I believe that's the name of it, but... That's another one for me that I could just listen to every song back to back, back to back, back to back. You know, even off the, like, the off singles, like Dragon Days. I remember there's a song about this on her first album that she called Dragon Days and everything. I was there for it. Definitely. But yeah. So it's just pretty much about the singles. And I guess that's where I kind of have come. It's perfect for me because, you know, I'm like, for me, you know, I don't have the time to really just, like, record a whole album, but I would like to, and maybe I am in the process of doing that. Maybe that's another exclusive, but you never know. But, but, you know, but, yeah, it's all about singles nowadays, and, you know, what's hot. And they do be some hot songs out there, but a lot of the songs don't make sense. Like, they're not really, like, well thought. It's just kind of, like, paint by the numbers rapping or paint by the numbers music. I don't know. But
yeah, like, this is a settle.
Right.
Let's talk about this. Like, everybody talking about it. Like,
right.
You know, everybody talking about the same thing.
Everything about the thing. You
private
know.
Jets. I'd be like, okay, where's the, like, poetry? Where's the, like, you know, where's the,
you know,
well thought out? Like, where's the vocals at least?
Yeah, I feel like it. And, you know, and her. You know, her. H.E.R. She's very talented. She was on, what is it, Good Morning America this morning. She was playing the guitar and everything, snapping.
She always
snapping. I don't know. Is that her real hair or is that a wig?
I don't even know. Not, like, look, I'm not
even
mad. Not
even question it. You
I'm
know
not
what I'm saying?
Mad.
It's hers.
I believe it is.
It's hers.
It's H-E-R. It's H-E-R.
Okay, and that's on period. Because, I mean, but... But she had this new album that I can't say that I listened. Well, I did listen to pretty much all of the album, because it is definitely, like I would say, one of those albums that you could listen to mostly every song back to back, back to back. It's very cohesive.
She has that voice, though.
She does. You know, she reminds me of, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, I'm no shade, but she sounds like an Alicia Keys vocally, but better. Like Alicia, Alicia Keys had a little bit more of a husky rasp, and she's trying to hit that note, but her hit it, and it's clear.
Her is more angelic.
Right, it's a little bit.
It is more like,
you know,
like angel,
like it's just comes from a pure place. You could tell that she's just like she seems as though she's a very pure kind of person, just very like laid back, not. No, nothing drama filled, and she's just about her art. It seems like she's very talented. Like I say, she was playing the guitar, and I think she plays other instruments as well. But her album,
the piano.
Yes. Her new album is called Back to My Mind. Back of My Mind. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Back of My Mind is the new album title, and her I believe the lead single is called Come Through. Love that song. She sang that again, performed live on Good Morning America. I wasn't there personally. I wish I was, but you know, unfortunately I'm here in Delaware at the moment. But you know, we're working on it, dolls. Shout out to Marlo the Jeweler. Shout out to Marlo the Jeweler as well, because I love her when she does her promo.
Black business shout out. Right. Let's do that.
Yes. Let's make that a thing. You know, shout out to Marlo the Jeweler. Definitely. She is so cute when she's like, hello, glam dolls.
Yeah.
You know, just so comforting. The voice is so, hey. You know, shout out to you. Yes. Mwah, 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 mwah. Well, it's about almost that time. I promise you guys that this podcast will be up here by 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am sticking to that promise. I started recording this around 4:30. It's now 6:30.
But can we get a drum roll, please? So, guys, you guys are getting an exclusive sneak peek.
Okay, there's a sneak peek.
Summer Fling, can we?
Oh, he wants to go into that. Okay, see, okay, this is also my manager. I want you to know. This is my manager, no lie. And so.
This is my love, my creative director, my manager. My headache.
No. But, yes.
All of the above.
So, as I was saying earlier, I have other music that I would like to put out, and Body is just something like a body of work that I just wanted to put out, which is a single and everything like that. But I have another song that I am coming out with by the end of, I would say, the summer, because it's appropriate for the title of the song and what the song's about and so forth. So that song is exclusive. It's called Summer Fling, so be on the lookout for that. Only played it for just a small group of people, but I have had already a great response from it, so I'm excited to put it out and see what everybody else thinks about the song and everything. Dior's trying to pull it up on Google.
They're gonna have to stay tuned.
Oh, we're gonna have to stay tuned. Well, after, we're gonna take another quick break. Yeah, because about that time, I wanna snip this off. We're gonna go ahead, take a quick another intermission. We're gonna come back and just for some final thoughts and things of that nature and some shout outs. So thank you again for watching and staying tuned with Stephology 101. It's been a crazy day. It's been fun. It's been hilarious. Thank you for Dior for being here again. Yes.
No problem.
Period.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Always welcome. You know, you got still the motherfucking house. Insider. But anyway. But we'll be right back after these messages again. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be right back. All right. Welcome back to Stephology 101. We are cracking up in the studio right now. We're looking over Instagram. We're going into a new segment, you know, and we've done it before here at Stuffology 101. But, you know, another segment is our reality recap.
Yes. Reality recap.
Yes.
So, today we're in the hot seat. So, we have Baddies ATL. We have Jocelyn's Cabaret. Yes, Network. Yes. We have...
Do it like it's my B-Day.
We have a lot going on. So, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and dive right in. So,
okay. Jocelyn got them perky titties. You know what I'm saying? Them things sit up nice. Yes. They're like two tetherball titties. Honey, yes. Just bing, bing, bing. But go ahead. Go ahead. What are we talking about? Well, I'm deferring to Dior. Yes, Dior is back in the studio, as you know. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, period.
He's still in the motherfucking house.
He's still in the motherfucking house. Yes.
In my New York voice. But, so, we have
delicious,
a lot
give
to
it
talk about. So, I have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
So, how do you feel about...
What's first on the docket?
Baddies ATL.
Baddies. Those baddies.
Baddies.
What is going on? You know, I seen Seven like, slap the shit, knocked her out. What's the girl's name?
Sarah.
Okay, go ahead. What's new with the baddies?
Well... It's not much new, honestly. Like, I feel like, honestly, I'm getting kind of bored with it.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like...
This is on the Zeus Network, people, also, by the way. Zeus Network. Shout out to Zeus.
Shout out to Zeus. I feel like Sydney Starr is bringing the Baddies ATL franchise down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Sydney, okay.
Is bringing the stock down.
She's the transgender, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, I was here for it. I was here for the, I'm rooting for the LGBT community.
Of course, of course.
Like, of course, you know what I mean? But it's just like, but I just feel like it's bringing an acted, scripted, you know,
kind of vibe, kind of,
like,
yeah,
you know, to it. And it's just like, we're not used to that with the bad girl,
right? She needs a storyline, you know. They need to tie her in, and they tied her in, unfortunately, with Judy.
But the thing is, honestly, like girl, you got your role anyway. You got your role at, like, you
what
know,
is her role?
I mean, let's just keep it a buck. She's the gay character, like, you know, okay, the LGBTQ plus
that
character.
That one.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
She's the quota. We met her quota.
Is, like, you know, she's the inconclusive. Yeah, she has the inconclusive role.
Mm.
And the thing is, she could have took that and ran with it and, like, you know, did so much with it.
Right.
But instead, yeah, it's like, you know, she making us look bad.
She's funny as fuck. She slipped and threw, what, was a soda or some shit at the one bitch and then slipped on... Like, what is going on? I said, is she drunk?
The bitch, like, is she hot? Is it cold?
What is it? What is going on?
Moving on.
Okay.
So, next on...
Next on the docket.
Next on the docket on Reality Recap. We have...
Over Jocelyn? Was it Jocelyn?
Was it Jocelyn?
Miss Cabaret? What happened over there?
I'm trying to pull up a clip, but I cannot find it. Well, aside from the clip, they brought on a therapist, and I see where she was going with it, but honestly, it's boring. We don't want to see that.
Brother Lenny, yes, with that piece on the top of his head, honey.
With the toupee.
Okay.
With the toupee.
Okay, it was like, that thing was magnificent. Like, okay, you wasn't
know,
fooling me.
Like, look, his lace front was better than most of them, okay. The Cabaret girls.
Okay, I wonder if he used the Gorilla Glue.
You know, shit.
That thing was slick, honey, on the top.
It looked like it's my B-Day.
Oh, my God, and Yummy. Now, so what do you think about... Okay, so what I do remember... Okay, so Yummy. Yummy is a controversial character at this point, and also Ms. Natural. Apparently, there's beef in the house. What's going on with that?
Well, okay, so Ms. Yummy, I feel like she was being fake.
Okay.
So, for those of you that are not subscribed to Zeus Network, stop what you're doing right now and subscribe to Zeus Network.
This is free promotion for Zeus also, by the way. You know, shout out to Zeus.
Shout
yes.
Zeus. You know, but...
Do it like it's my B-Day.
Baby. But just to give a little insight.
Yes.
I feel like Yummy was being fake. Mm-hmm. Natural was trying to be a real friend in mm-hmm. a competition, up. And that's where she went wrong. Still a competition. It's still a reality show, and it's still business. So that's like you have to separate business with pleasure. So
she fucked herself.
Yeah, she fucked herself, and not because she's a porn star.
She ain't got no dangly thing in the back.
Like honey, like.
Okay, like, period.
You know, but it's still a competition, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean. And it can only be one cabaret captain.
Okay,
it can only be one bitch at the top. So it's just like, you know, I get that aspect of it, and it's just like we can be friends to a certain extent.
Mm.
We can be cordial
mm-hmm.
throughout the competition.
Right, bitch. But honey.
Period.
She said, if you tap my blunt, I'm going to tap that ass. Okay. I was dying. Let me tell you, because I saw the piece where she was like, Yummy, what the fuck was you thinking? And then Yummy looking over her shoulder and shit. She's like, oh, now you scared. Jocelyn is a funny ass bitch. I love
y'all. She's hilarious.
Okay, and then she got caught up, honey. She was talking too much around the wrong bitch. And then that bitch went and told and ran off with it. Hey, y'all, shout out to Yummy. We love you. But, honey, that was a little messed up.
It was.
Ms. Natural, you really just was a Scorpio through and through. You know, you just like to be that emotional, honey. Honey, and Jocelyn said, I was rumble you up and down, honey.
I was rumble you up and down, this motherfucker. Like, you know, I believe her.
Okay, like, she said, you would have rumbled me too, but I ain't scared of you.
I ain't scared. Like, you know how low a voice, like, I ain't scared.
Period.
So, like, okay.
So, go ahead.
I do want to ask a question. I do want to do a poll.
Okay.
So, we're going to do, like, three questions. The first question, Baddies ATL.
Okay.
Are we here for Sydney Star on Baddies ATL, yes or no?
Okay.
That's our first poll.
Okay.
So I want everyone to, like, you know, like, chime in. And, well, you know, we're going to do Instagram. And we're going to do, like, you know. But, like, I want everyone to chime in. And, you know, call in. And next week's episode.
Right. Look into the post. I will have a number so that my our viewers here, they can reach into us, into the poll, so we can get you on the line on the next episode. So you'll be able to call them. But go ahead, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I don't know, like, you were doing good. Like, oh my gosh. But, now you put me on the spot. Oh my gosh.
No, yeah, the poll, there was three.
Okay, so, number two, mm-hmm. the question, Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
Are we team Miss Natural or are we team Miss Yummy?
Okay, period. Okay, that's it. Okay.
You know, I do see both sides, and, you know, I'm just curious of what the viewers want. You know, I want to know you guys' point of view. And question number three.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Which show do you guys want to talk about on Reality Recap?
Okay, give us some suggestions. Yeah, so send in your suggestions. You can reach out to me, Stephology101@gmail.com, or also the Instagram page at Stephology101. Or, you know, you can hit, you know, again, there's going to be a telephone number I'm going to post in the comments and everything that you can reach out so that you can call in during the next segment, because we're going to do more lives. YouTube lives, Big O live, everything live and in color. But that's pretty much all we've got right now for the reality recap. We want to take a quick little break, and then we're going to come back for the final thoughts on this episode and conclusions and so forth. And then, again, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dior, for being here in the studio yet again, my wonderful co-host. Yes, look, he's blushing. See, we're going to do the lives. And, you know, that's another thing, because we got to do the lives, because there's a lot of funny shit behind the scenes and everything. We'll be eating, cooking, everything in between. cracking the hell up. So, you know, maybe we can have a few of our viewers into studio so that you can partake.
Yes, we up in everything.
Yeah, wine, liquor, you know, I mean, it's a whole vibe. So, but yeah, but anyway, we're going to take this quick break. We'll be right back with you, and thank you for tuning in. One more time, thank you again, everybody, for tuning in for Cephalogy 101. I thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for the support of my little music adventure of King Steph, of my release of Body, and then my upcoming release of Summer Flame. Wasn't able to get the exclusive on it, but next week we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you a little snippet. We're going to give you a little taste of it. A little taste. You know, you got to taste it. And then, and so forth and so forth. But, you know, my last and final words for this episode will be is that we all go through a lot of hardships and, you know, trials and tribulations and everything, but it's always worth it to hang in there and to believe in yourself. I believe that, you know, you have to believe into yourself and believe in what it is that you're manifesting. Whatever it is that you're going after, whatever it is that you wish that you can hope for and to dream of, just know that it goes beyond just a prayer. You also have to go ahead and put forth some sort of physical action to be able to move forward and to bring in the change and the manifestation of the things that you want in your life. So always stay constant, strong, steadfast in your belief, believe in yourself, and believe that you will be able to accomplish the things that you do wish that you to accomplish. So I guess that's my final words on this episode. You will be successful. Consistency breeds success. Consistency breeds success. That's going to be a word for somebody. Yes, I hope so. But yes, again, thank you so much for the support. And you know, so much I want to talk about. You're just gonna have to wait for the next episode, I guess. At this point, do you have anything to say to the good people of the world?
No, just stay beautiful. Keep that light inside of you. Do not let no one dim your light, and just stay beautiful.
Okay, period. That sounds like a slogan. Stay beautiful.
Stop it.
You gotta say it like that.
Easy peasy. Don't do my makeup. So
easy breezy. Makeup, yes. But you all have a good night. It is 6:40 p.m. I have 20 minutes. Well, now 6:41, 19 minutes to edit this and post this up. So thank you for tuning in as always. And I will see you next time. Peace.